Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 2.5 Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show where we get you caught up on all things in the NBA, the National Basketball Association. On the program, we have Olivia Moody and Chase Carroll. Olivia is the Director of Media and In-App Host for Book It Sports and host of Pass the Spread and Pop Talk. And we also have Chase Carroll. He is the host of the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll podcast. That podcast is dedicated to all things dealing with the NBA's Washington Wizards. It's going to be a fantastic show. So we've got those interviews coming up on this edition of the program. But first, let's get you caught up on my top three storylines currently going on in the NBA. Let's start off with Russell Westbrook. Recently, ESPN Stephen A. Smith Russell had some interesting comments they made to one another on social media, such as going to Twitter with Stephen A. Critiquing Russell for not having won an NBA championship as of yet, but Russell comes in and says, well, it doesn't matter because he's a champion off the court. He became a champion the day that he joined the NBA. And we've seen this time and time again. Let's just be the first to say Russell Westbrook is one of the premier players in the NBA, one of the most talented guys to play in the league, one of the most charitable, one of the most forthright, one of the most stand-up guys, not just in the league, but really in all of sports. You got to have that ring, man. It's very important. Unfortunately, not just in life, but also in professional sports, you've got to deliver. And Stephen A. Smith made a comment where he says, well, you know, I could work for ESPN. That's the network that he works for. I could work for ESPN. I could say it's not about the money. Well, I mean, you do a job and yeah, you want to be compensated properly for it. And also not when you play professional sports, you don't just want to be compensated for it. You want to win a championship. Names such as Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing, John Stockton, those are Reggie Miller, Steve Nash, are just some of the players in the NBA that have had great careers, but they never won an NBA championship as a player. They never won one. So I don't know. It could go either way on this one. I will say this though: Russell Westbrook, statistically, he has really killed it. He's really done it. I mean, he's missed a triple double, but his triple doubles have yet to get him an NBA championship. So, unfortunately, in professional sports, sometimes you're going to be judged by not winning the big one. And, you know, the NBA is no exception to the rule. We see it in the NFL. We see it in the NHL. We see it in Major League Baseball, all of the professional sporting leagues. But the NBA is no exception to the rule. Will Russell Westbrook win an NBA championship? I don't know. That remains to be seen. I'll get more into detail in the interview that I have with Chase Carroll. But this is definitely interesting. I know Russell and Stephen A., they went back and forth on Twitter. I know Russell's wife had come in and said some stuff. And as they said, one thing led to another. And Stephen had things to say about that. But again, I'll touch more into detail with Russell Westbrook in my interview with Chase Carroll coming up later in the show. My next storyline is going to be KD, Kevin Durant, one of my favorite players in the league, one of the premier players in the league. This week, again, social media comes back into the fold. He got into back and forth with actor Michael Rapaport. Michael criticized, had some criticisms of Kevin Durant. KD had sent him some DMs, some direct messages that were considered to be homophobic and misogynistic. And then just as of recent, the NBA had fined Kevin Durant $50,000 for those actions. Let me just be the first to say that, and I get more into detail with the Kevin Durant situation with my interview coming up with Olivia Moody. But let me just say this. Social media is art. Social media is one of the ways how we express our First Amendment right, our freedom of speech as human beings. Should players have the right to express themselves how they feel? Absolutely, they should. However, I think Shaquille O'Neal once said that he only worked on company time. I think that if players should, I think players, not just in the NBA, but I think in all leagues, should restrict their time on social media during the season. Now, once the season is over with, then they have the freedom to say what they want to say. But that's just my opinion. I think when the season starts, I think they should have limits on what they want to say. I know it's hard, and again, these players are human, and they have every right to express themselves how they feel. However, you know, it could cost themselves big time, and KD, unfortunately, was fined $50,000 for that. Again, it's You know, Kevin Durant, one of the premier players in the NBA, but unfortunately he's also known to be a little thin-skinned at times. And he, we know about his history with social media and going back and forth with fans and his peers and also media outlets and a lot of people that are involved in other forms of entertainment. So I definitely have to pay attention to that one with Kevin Durant. And for my final storyline is going to be J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick was originally a member of the New Orleans Pelicans, but when the trade deadline happened, he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Now, J.J. informed management that he would prefer to be traded to New York or anywhere close to New York because that's where his family is. Unfortunately, he didn't get that wish. He was traded to the Dallas Mavericks, and now JJ recently went on a podcast and went off on New Orleans Pelicans management, particularly general manager David Griffin. Now, let me just be the first to say professional sports, we all know, is just like any other business. It's cutthroat, and sometimes you don't always get what you want. There are times where there are players that have some cachet, and there are also players that do get what they want, but This is a prime example of, you know, don't trust management, because sometimes you don't always get what you want. You don't always get the demands that you ask for. And then two, maybe Dallas was the best fit for New Orleans in terms of the players that they had. And I think this should just be a warning, not just to the listeners out there, but to myself as well, that you don't trust anyone really in business. I mean, you do get what you want in some aspects, but I think JJ sent a message out not only to the league, but also with this happening within management. I wonder what's going to happen with this happening. I wonder what's going to go forward with Zion Williamson and Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram. Would they trust Pelicans management going forward in terms of when it's time for contract talks and, you know, things of that nature? That's going to be a very interesting situation going forward, how Pelicans management handled that J.J. Redick situation. But nevertheless, that's life, and that's the professional sports for you. And it's just as they say, life goes on in the NBA. Those are my top three storylines. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders in the standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2 and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Now more than ever, it's important for you and your family to enjoy the spaces you're in most often. Visit FergusonShowrooms.com to shop online or schedule a personalized consultation to meet with our experts at your local Ferguson Bath, Kitchen, and Lighting Gallery. Together, we'll help you make the most of home and create a space you'll love to live in. Get started on your project and discover extraordinary products like the Quartz Lux Undermount Kitchen Sink from LK.
145.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
Over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now let's get you caught up currently on the league leaders in the NBA. Let's start off with the leading scorer in the league. It remains Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 31.3 points per game. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaging 29.9 points per game. Coming in at third is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. In the fourth spot is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. And in the sixth spot is Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. Next up, we have in the rebounds category, Clint Capella remains the leader in rebounds from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13 rebounds a game. Coming in at third is Jonas Valanciunas from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 12.5 rebounds per game. Next up, tied for fourth, we have Nikola Vucevic now from the Chicago Bulls and Enes Kanter from the Portland Trail Blazers. They're tied for fourth. And in the sixth spot is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. In the assist category, James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets continues to lead the league in assists. He's averaging 11 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 10.7 assists per game. Coming in third spot is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 9 assists per game. Coming in at fourth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Coming in fifth is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. And then coming in the sixth spot is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. Next category that we have is steals per game. We have a three-way tie for steals per game. It's Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks, Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers, and TJ McConnell from the Indiana Pacers. They're all averaging 1.8 steals per game. Coming in the fourth spot, we have is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in fifth is Robert Covington from the Portland Trail Blazers. And in the sixth spot is LaMelo Ball from the Charlotte Hornets. Next category is blocks per game. Miles Turner remains the leader in blocks per game. He's averaging 3.4 blocks a game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. Coming in at third is Clint Capella. And then in the fourth spot we have is Nerlens Noel from the New York Knicks. Coming in fifth is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. And in the sixth spot is Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz leads the league in field goal percentage. He's shooting 65%. Coming in at number two is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings. He's shooting at 64%. Coming in at third is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. In the fourth spot is Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers. Coming in the fifth spot is Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. And coming in the sixth spot, is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. Next category is three-point percentage. Tony Snell is the leader in three-point percentage from the Atlanta Hawks. He's shooting at 57%. Coming in at number two is Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz. He's shooting at 49%. Coming in the third spot is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. He's shooting at 48%. Tied for fourth is Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks and Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers. And coming in the sixth spot from the Los Angeles Clippers is Marcus Morris. Next category is three-point field goals made. Coming in at the tie for – actually, we have a three-way tie for first place in three-point field goals made. Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors, Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings, and Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. All three of those gentlemen have made 193 three-point field goals made. Coming in fourth is Duncan Robinson from the Miami Heat, and coming in fifth is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category is free throw percentage. In the free throw percentage spot, we have Jordan Clarkson from the Utah Jazz. He's shooting 95% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. And coming in third is Kemba Walker from the Boston Celtics. Coming in at fourth is Damian Lillard. In the fifth spot is Steph Curry. And coming in sixth is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Next category is minutes per game. James Harden remains the leader in minutes per game. He's averaging close to 38 minutes per game. Coming in at number two is Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. He's actually averaging 37 minutes a game. Coming in at third is Fred VanVleet. He's averaging 36 minutes a game. Coming in at number fourth is Damian Lillard. And then tied for fifth is Domantas Sabonis from the Indiana Pacers and Harrison Barnes from the Sacramento Kings. And those are your current league leaders in the NBA. Now let's get you caught up on the current standings. Holding down the number one spot in the Eastern Conference, it remains the Brooklyn Nets. They have a record of 34-15. Coming in at number two, not too far behind them, is the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a record of 33-15. Coming in the third spot is the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a record of 31-17. Coming in at number four is the Charlotte Hornets with a record of 25-23. Coming in at number five is the Atlanta Hawks, followed by the Miami Heat at number six. The New York Knicks drop down to number seven, and the Boston Celtics are at the eighth spot. And as we go down the line, Indiana is at number nine. Chicago is currently at number 10, followed by Toronto at 11. Washington is number 12. Orlando is 13. Cleveland is number 14. And then Detroit rounds out the East at 15. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. We've got the Utah Jazz still with the number one spot. They have a record of 37 wins and 11 losses. Coming in at number two is the Phoenix Suns with a record of 34-14. The Los Angeles Clippers come in third with a record of 32-18. The Los Angeles Lakers are now fourth with a record of 31-18. Followed by the Denver Nuggets at the fifth spot. They're not too far behind. They have a record of 30-18. Coming in at number six is the Portland Trail Blazers. Coming in at number seven is the Dallas Mavericks. Followed by the eighth spot is San Antonio. Coming in at number nine is Memphis. Number 10 is Golden State. Sacramento comes in at number 11. The New Orleans Pelicans are at number 12. The Oklahoma City Thunder's at 13. The Houston Rockets are number 14. And rounding out the standings are the Minnesota Timberwolves Timberwolves at number 15. So those are the current league leaders in the standings in the NBA. Coming up next, I have an interview with Olivia Moody. She's the director of media and an in-app host for Book It Sports and host of Pass the Spread and Prop Talk. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar face, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Oh!
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. And your steel dealer has the tools to make it happen. By getting to know you and what you're trying to accomplish, they'll make sure you have the right tools to achieve your goals. From legendary gas to long-running battery tools, steel dealers have powerful equipment and advice you won't find anywhere else. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. So, you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Es mejor llegar tarde a casa que nunca volver a llegar. Es mejor llegar tarde al trabajo que nunca volver a trabajar. Y es mejor recoger tarde a tus hijos que nunca volver a recogerlos. Llegar tarde a donde vayas por esperar a que pase el tren es mucho mejor que arriesgar tu vida tratando de ganarle el paso. Por algo existe el dicho, más vale tarde que nunca. Alto, el tren no para.
Mensaje de NHTSA.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. So, you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Es mejor llegar tarde a casa que nunca volver a llegar. Es mejor llegar tarde al trabajo que nunca volver a trabajar. Y es mejor recoger tarde a tus hijos que nunca volver a recogerlos. Llegar tarde a donde vayas por esperar a que pase el tren es mucho mejor que arriesgar tu vida tratando de ganarle el paso. Por algo existe el dicho, más vale tarde que nunca. Alto, el tren no para.
Mensaje de NHTSA.
Napa Know-How. Get a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How. Tap the banner to learn more about Napa. General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. And your steel dealer has the tools to make it happen. By getting to know you and what you're trying to accomplish, they'll make sure you have the right tools to achieve your goals. From legendary gas to long-running battery tools, steel dealers have powerful equipment and advice you won't find anywhere else. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
Oh, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Prop Talk featuring your very own Mike Glover and your very own Liv Boots. We're starting off hot out of the gates here, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to a brand new episode.
It's because here's why I'm crying. Every time we go live, Mike's always like getting himself amped up, getting ready for it, and then every time he goes, oop.
Because we just go live at the drop of a coin. There's plenty of warning. I can't listen.
Oh my god, it's so lucky. Anyways, you guys, I mean, we're back in high demand. Okay, the people were like, more. We said okay, no problem. Here we are back again for some more primetime props. I'm gonna tweet this thing out. Come join, drop your.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio that you hear is courtesy of a podcast called Prop Talk, which is courtesy of Book It Sports. And the lady that you heard is a woman that is my guest on the program. She is the director of media and an in-app host for Book It, which is the social media platform that provides the unique experience in the world of sports betting. And she's also a host of Pass the Spread and Prop Talk for Book It Sports. We want to welcome her to the program, Olivia Moody. Hello, Olivia. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. I know you've mentioned in some of your shows that you are a huge NBA fan, and the NBA is red hot right now. Let's start off with two teams that have got captured the attention from the association. Let's start off with the Brooklyn Nets. I want to start off with the Kevin Durant situation. We know Kevin Durant is one of the best, been one of the premier players in the NBA for a long time, but we also know that he has a tendency to kind of, let's just say, go off a little thin-skinned at times. He loves social media. He loves conversing back and forth with people on social media. But this particular instance, it got him in a little trouble with actor Michael Rapaport, where there were some things that were said, homophobic comments were made. I want to ask you just your thoughts on the whole Kevin Durant situation, and should there be limits in terms of how athletes interact with people on social media?
You know, that's a really hard situation, because I think what people don't really remember or what they forget is that these athletes are human beings too. And if you went and looked back at all of my social media from the time that it started to the time that I'm using it right now, there are things on there that I'm not necessarily proud of. I'm sure of it. We don't always say the right thing. And to be expected to say the right thing all the time when you're pushed and pushed and pushed by people and you're constantly taking criticism and you're constantly, you know, having to deal with negativity, we expect these athletes to remain perfect at all times. And the reality is, you know, they're human beings just like the rest of us. Now, I don't know of what he said per se. I wasn't super tuned into any of that, but I do know, you know, it's hard when someone that these people, you know, fans hold to such a high standard, gets caught saying, you know, some slurs or some things of that nature. You know, that's difficult because some of his fans may be personally affected and or offended by what he said. However, you know, I just think we put these guys under a microscope, not realizing that they're human beings too. They're going to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. We're not perfect. And to be expected to be perfect at all times is just not realistic.
Exactly. And I think, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you said that these athletes are human beings, and sometimes people, and even some of us at times, we try to put them on this pedestal, but at the end of the day, they're just human like the rest of us. And I want to stay just kind of like, you know, social media has had a powerful impact for a long time. Do you think going forward that not just the Brooklyn Nets, but will the NBA make any efforts to kind of, I guess, limit the interaction that athletes would have on social media with fans?
Well, you know, I think it would be the smart thing to do. I know that that's not fair because, again, they have the freedom to do what they want. And if they want to tweet, they can tweet. If they want to post, they want to post. But I do think it's smart for these athletes to maybe not interact as much so that you can avoid situations like the one that we're seeing with Kevin Durant. You can avoid saying the wrong thing or having something taken out of context. Sometimes it's better to just say nothing at all, you know, and I get, but again, I've even noticed too on my social media platforms, when you've got people that are constantly just coming at you with this, that, and the other, eventually it's the pot that boils over and you just have had enough of it and you want to step up and respond to these people. But I think sometimes silence is the best way to not only shut them up, but also protect yourself so that you're not saying the wrong thing. So I do think that these athletes should be a little bit more cautious about the interactions that they have. And as unfortunate as that is and how unfair that may be, that's kind of part of their job. You know, they are under a microscope and they have to know that. And so knowing that, yeah, I do think there should be some restrictions just so that they can, not necessarily to say that they don't deserve, you know, to be on social media, but to kind of protect themselves, you know, give them some restrictions so that they don't end up in this similar situation.
All right, well put. And speaking of Brooklyn, so KD is one of the centerpieces of that franchise, along with Kyrie Irving and also along with James Harden. But Olivia, the Brooklyn really hit the jackpot, not only acquiring Blake Griffin, but they also acquired LaMarcus Aldridge, and his impact has been immediate with your team, with this team. Kind of give me your thoughts on where Brooklyn stands right now and going forward as to make that run to capture the Eastern Conference.
Absolutely. Well, here's my opinion on the Brooklyn Nets right now. I don't know if they're a beatable team as of, you know, late. I think with the trades that they have acquired, not only that, but we have seen with this Nets team, you know, there was obviously probably some worry at the very beginning, not knowing what this team was going to look like without Kevin Durant, because he is such he's kind of the main character on this team and has been for quite some time. And I think what I was the most worried about was the lack of leadership that this team would have. Kyrie Irving, as great of a ball handler as he is, as great of a player as he is, his leadership lacks. You know, we see him kind of being a ball hog. He's not super invested in the leadership mentality. And that's really important if you want to win. And that's just the reality of it. So I was a little nervous not having Kevin Durant on the court with these guys. But then you get James Harden. And I will say, you know, I kind of had a strong opinion about him at the very beginning, not knowing what he was going to bring to this team, kind of feeling like he left the Rockets in a crappy way and he kind of was throwing a little fit to get what he wanted. I wasn't a huge fan of how that played out. However, since coming on this Nets team, not only is he dominating on both ends of the court, but he's also showing some leadership. I mean, we've had multiple games this season where not only Kevin Durant is out, but then Kyrie is out as well. And the Nets have not fallen apart without those two people. And I think that is absolutely because James Harden has stepped up to the plate when he needs to. You kind of see him going in between that point guard and shooting guard position. I feel like he's kind of playing both roles, especially when he's got those games where the two main characters on the team are out. He's done a really, really great job of maintaining his role on this team and also bringing that leadership to kind of help everybody else get where they need to be. So, you know, I think James Harden alone has brought this Nets team to a place that I think is very hard to beat. Now, if we get a healthy Kevin Durant come playoff time, I don't think you can beat this team. Blake Griffin hasn't done a ton for me on this team as of lately, and not yet anyway. I think he'll start to find his rhythm and kind of start to step up to the plate and figure out what his role is. But as for LaMarcus Aldridge, I mean, the one thing if I had to pick that the Nets team is lacking right now is defense. Their defense is poor, and I think getting LaMarcus Aldridge is kind of that missing piece for the Nets team to kind of figure out their defense and be great on both sides of the court. So offensively, this Nets team is nuts. Getting LaMarcus Aldridge is really going to help with that defense as well. So I'm really, really liking this trade deal here. And I think the Nets, I don't even know if the Nets are a beatable team with the team they have now. But if you throw a healthy Kevin Durant into the mix, I just don't think you can beat them.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, Brooklyn's really stepped up their game. And like you said, when KD is in the mix, I mean, and Kyrie, when he's focused, Brooklyn takes on a whole nother life. Let's stay with Brooklyn again. So in the East, Olivia, we have Philadelphia, who's been really great this year. And you've got Milwaukee that's starting to pick it up. Out of those three teams, I know it's a little premature, but what team do you think has the best chance of winning the East, Brooklyn, Philly, or Milwaukee?
I would say Brooklyn as of right now. I think a close second would be the 76ers. I am not really buying into the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm just not. You know, I haven't seen enough consistency out of this team yet. They remind me a little bit of the Mavericks, where they've got this superstar. In their case, it's Giannis, but in the case of the Mavericks, it's Luka. They've got Luka on that end. So, you know, it's hard because with Giannis, I mean, he can only do so much. And I haven't really seen this team develop in the direction of being able to beat, you know, a team with such a fast pace like the Nets, as well as the 76ers. And the 76ers all around, you know, have proven that they have a lot of skill and a lot of talent on their roster. With another thing, you know, kind of like the KD situation, you had Joel Embiid go out with an injury, and you kind of expected the 76ers team to crumble. And instead, you've seen players like Tobias Harris and players like Ben Simmons and Danny Green even stepping up to the plate. And so it's almost like these injuries are kind of a blessing in disguise in terms of allowing other players to rise to the occasion and prove themselves on this team. Whereas in most games, you know, Joel Embiid's doing most of the work, and so these players don't really have to do a ton. But you've seen Dwight Howard getting lots of boards for the 76ers with no Joel Embiid. And Dwight Howard has been awesome as that starting center position. And so I would say the 76ers would be the only team that I think would be capable of beating the Nets in the Eastern Conference. If it came down to that, I think that is the only team that is capable of beating the Nets. But as of right now, I think the Nets are just way too good.
Yeah, the Nets are just on point right now. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. The Los Angeles Lakers are the defending champions coming into this current NBA season. But with injuries to AD and, of course, to the King, LeBron James, the Lakers have fallen. And they're currently in fourth in the Western Conference. Utah has basically maintained the lead in the West throughout much of the season. And then you got Phoenix. I mean, Chris Paul is the ageless wonder. He is really stepped up his game this year. And then the Clippers, the crosstown rival, are in front of the Lakers. But Denver and Portland and the team you mentioned, Olivia, Dallas, is not too far behind. Let's start with the Lakers for a moment. They're saying that AD could possibly return soon. If you're the Lakers, do you sit out AD the remainder? Do you sit out AD the remainder of the year? Or do you bring him back in to try to at least maybe get that top spot back in the West?
You know what? I think the smartest thing for them to do is try to get AD and LeBron as healthy as they can for playoffs, because the Lakers are a really great example of everything that the Nets and the 76ers have been without their main characters. The Lakers have not been. You haven't really seen any of these players step up to the plate. Kyle Kuzma is so streaky. You never know what you're going to get from him. There's not a whole lot of dynamic there. I would argue Dennis Schroeder is probably one of the more skilled players on this team with no LeBron James and AD, and he's still trying to find his groove in the NBA in general. And so, you know, a lot of what he was doing in the very beginning when AD was out was a lot of teamwork between him and LeBron James. I thought they were a really, really solid combo with one another, and LeBron James out of the equation. I think Schroeder is really stepping up to the plate in terms of leadership. I would say he's about all they've got right now. The Lakers, definitely, I am not buying into them. I'm just not. I think something that's really important when you're going up against these teams is the chemistry that you have. AD's been out almost the entire season. LeBron James has been out for a very extended period of time. They're going to kind of have to take a couple games to get back in their rhythm. And while they're getting back in their rhythm in playoffs, the other teams have already established their rhythm. They've been in the rhythm for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so you're throwing, you know, it almost feels like it's going to be a little bit of a you know, an adjustment period for this Lakers team to get these main players back in the game and kind of center their offense and defense around them. And so I think it's going to take some time for the Lakers to get back in the swing of things. I don't doubt that they have the skill and the talent to beat teams in the West, but I just think, you know, they're going to be in a place where they're trying to find their rhythm, going up against teams who have an established rhythm and have had that established rhythm for the past few weeks. So that's going to be really tough to go up against. And, you know, getting the offense back through LeBron and AD is going to be a change of pace for these players that have been having to do it without them. So I'm not buying into the Lakers a ton. I do like the Suns. I will say I think this team is another team that's kind of got that well-rounded talent. Each person on that starting lineup has their own job. They know what they need to do. You know, they go into it and they are, you know, everyone has their own role, which I think is super, super crucial. The Clippers, I'm not buying into that hype either, to be completely honest with you. They play slow basketball compared to these other teams that I watch. I feel like, you know, the Jazz and the Suns are kind of at a higher pace. It's more exciting. The ball's moving faster and the Clippers kind of feel a little dull. I don't know. There's just not a spark there for me. And I think that, you know, going up against these other teams, these other younger teams as well, may cause them some issues. I'm from Denver, so of course I love the Nuggets, but I do think they have definitely struggled this year big time. They have definitely had a really hard time kind of coming off of that awesome bubble basketball that they were playing. They're kind of trying to figure out, you know, what everybody's role is. Jamal Murray, he's been super streaky, so you know, if I'm looking at the Western Conference, I would lean Suns just because I think that they're playing really great basketball right now. They've got a lot of great talent. They're a young team. They're, you know, super good. And then I also like the Jazz because their defense speaks for itself, and they're one of the hottest teams from the three-point line. That combination is dangerous. That's a deadly weapon. So hard to bet against the Jazz at this point, but I would say Jazz and Sun is where I'm leaning, and I'm not really buying into the Clippers Lakers as of right now. So, you know, I may put my foot in my mouth later and totally change that, but for now, definitely leaning towards the Jazz and the Suns.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been so proud of Phoenix this year, and especially I've been really proud of Utah. I mean, Donovan Mitchell is one of the most explosive players in the league, along with Rudy Gobert and his defense. And then we can't forget about Joe Ingles and what he's done shooting the ball. And Mike Conley is just as good as ever. I mean, he's an ageless wonder, similar to Chris Paul. So we've discussed the Brooklyn Nets and the current happenings with the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA. All right, Olivia, thank you again for being on the program. So, again, tell everybody you are the director of media, and you're the in-app host for Book It Sports, which is a social media platform that caters to the sports betting community. Just tell the listeners out there in general what your job descriptions entail with Book It Sports.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing a little bit of everything right now. I do some TikTok dances. My main focus as of lately, because it seems to be what I'm the best at right now, is player props for the NBA. I really, really love doing those, and I make people some pretty good money for the most part. Obviously, I have losing days just like everybody else, but for the most part, that kind of seems to be my strong suit. Other than that, you know, I'm just creating content for the Book It community as well as just the sports betting community altogether. This industry is very close, and it's growing very fast. So just trying to stay ahead of everybody else and keep being creative and coming out with content that nobody's ever seen is kind of what I'm doing now. But Book It has got some awesome updates to come. It's a really great place to kind of join this community. If you're a little unsure about your bets or about the industry as a whole, Book It's the best place to go. You can download it in the Google Play Store for Android and the App Store as well to kind of, you know, join this community and sweat bets out with the community and ride bets and fade bets. And it's just a really great platform for sports betting. We don't have anything like it. There's no social media platform that caters specifically to sports betting. So that's what Book It is, and we're loving it. We've got some really cool, exciting, some great updates. So definitely stay on the lookout for that. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Book It at Live Moves. So if you want to check out my stuff, that's where you should go.
Awesome. And again, you're also with your association with Book It Sports, you're the host of shows called Pass the Spread and Prop Talk. Can you kind of go more into detail about those programs?
Yeah, absolutely. Prop Talk has got to be my favorite show that I film, and it's such a good time. We, you know, I host it with my host, Mike O'Brien, but he goes by Mikey Over because you will never catch that man betting an under. He is all about the overs and player props. And so on Prop Talk, it's a healthy mix of laughs and fun and also really great props. Mike has been killing it in props lately. He's been clean sweeping like it's his job. He's been doing awesome. I deliver really great props as well. We typically focus on the primetime game so that everybody gets a chance to tune in and see what's going on. But we talk props. We have a good time. We laugh. We make jokes. We've got a lot of crazy memes that get put up on the screen. You know, so it's a fun time. I would argue it's one of the best sports betting shows out there right now because it's just the perfect blend of, hey, we can make you money and we can also have a good time. So come join us and hang out. We live stream those through Twitch and they also go through our Twitter page as well at BookitHQ. So you can check those out there. And then Pass the Spread got a little bit more analysis. And we're kind of talking, you know, futures bets and line movements and things like that. And we're working on making some changes to that show to kind of keep it exciting. And again, like I said, just stay ahead of everybody else and keep pushing out content that's never been done and is executed great and produced great and super creative. So that's what we're in the process of doing is just, you know, figuring out what shows we like and how we want to make changes to them. But I would say if you're a bettor that likes more analysis, Pass the Spread is the show for you. If you like prop betting and a good time, I would say tune into Prop Talk. We've got a lot of that going on there. So, yeah, they both stream through Twitch, and then you can find them on the Book It Twitter page, which is at Book It HQ. So make sure you give that page a follow on Twitter so that you can tune into those shows because we have shows tuning in through that account every single day. We've got a lot of our cap that are on the app that have their own shows. We've got one for soccer, one for basketball, one that talks a lot about college hoops in the NHL. So definitely tune into the Book It Twitter page at Book It HQ to check out all the shows that we offer.
Awesome to hear. So one more time before we let you go, Olivia, tell the listeners out there where they can find you on social media as well as Book It and, again, Pass the Spread, Prop Talk, let them know that. And any websites that you have, let them know that as well.
Yeah, so download the Book It Sports app. That's the best place to start. You can get it in the App Store. You can also get it in the Google Play Store if you have an Android. Download the Book It app. On the Book It app, I am at Liv Moods, and that is my handle pretty universally. You can find that on Instagram, at Liv Moods. It's on Twitter as well. I post a lot of stuff on Twitter. And then as for social media handles for Book It, you can find us on Instagram, bookit.sports, and then you can also go to Twitter and find us at Book It HQ. And I would say if you want to follow some accounts, definitely download the Book It app. Give me a follow on the Book It app. Let me know that you're here. Let me know that you're there and give me a tag and a post so I can give you a follow. And then definitely head over to Twitter and check out at Book It HQ and at Liv Moods for lots of super, super fun content.
Awesome. One last question, a lighthearted question. You mentioned about dancing in your TikTok videos. You had a dancing background during your time at TCU. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've danced since I was 3 years old. It's been pretty much my identity since the time that I can remember. And then I went to TCU and I joined the TCU Showgirls dance team, a pretty, you know, prestigious collegiate dance team, very well respected. And that was an awesome opportunity for me to perform at all the sporting events and, you know, continue my dancing career. And then my senior year, I got the opportunity to be the sports host at TCU. So that's when I kind of embarked on a different journey and tried to find my identity elsewhere. And then, you know, I graduate in a pandemic and Book It reaches out and now I'm in the world of sports betting. So dance has always been my passion, always been my love. But, you know, at some point you got to find a different identity because you outgrow that one. So I've kind of outgrown the dance thing. So the ticket's in and not let it die. But, you know, definitely trying to find my identity in the sports world now, which is super exciting.
Absolutely. That's one thing about life. It's all about rediscovering yourself and finding new identities. And definitely you've transitioned nicely into this sports casting world and doing what you do with sports betting in the sports betting community. And you heard it from her. She's Olivia Moody. She's the director of media and in-app host for Book It Sports and also the host of Pass the Spread and Prop Talk. Check her out on the various social media platforms as well as Book It Sports. You learn a lot of things about sports betting and her as well. Olivia, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. You guys have a blessed day.
You too. I'll be back with more right after this.
Oh, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Prop Talk featuring your very own Mike Dover and your very own Liv Moose. We're starting off hot out of the gates here, ladies and gentlemen. So
wow.
Welcome to a brand new episode.
It's because here's why I'm crying. Every time we go live, Mike's always like getting himself amped up, getting ready for it. And then every time he goes, oops.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Introducing Peacock.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. And your steel dealer has the tools to make it happen. By getting to know you and what you're trying to accomplish, they'll make sure you have the right tools to achieve your goals. From legendary gas to long-running battery tools, steel dealers have powerful equipment and advice you won't find anywhere else. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
The new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
At NAPA, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At NAPA, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Now more than ever, it's important for you and your family to enjoy the spaces you're in most often. Visit FergusonShowrooms.com to shop online or schedule a personalized consultation to meet with our experts at your local Ferguson Bath, Kitchen, and Lighting Gallery. Together, we'll help you make the most of home and create a space you'll love to live in. Get started on your project and discover extraordinary products like the Orizo Chandelier from Progress Lighting.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch. Now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Fleet Cards USA.
Fleet Cards USA, Barb speaking.
Hey, Barb. So I'm a fleet manager for a mid-sized trucking company.
Nice. Trucking is one of our sweet spots.
How can I make sure my drivers stop where they get the best price for fuel instead of choosing places because they have good hot dogs?
You mean truck stops where you get the best pricing?
Bingo.
Easy. With fuel cards, you'll get better negotiated discounts with some of the top merchants nationwide.
Well, sign me up.
Go to FleetCardsUSA.com, answer a few questions, and bam, you're good to go.
Fleet Cards USA.
This week at Target, fill their baskets with deals on top toys for Easter. Get $10 off your toy purchase when you spend $50 with Target Circle. Let the Eastering begin. Hop in and load up on fun at Target today, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply.
El nuevo crispy chicken sandwich de McDonald's es
crujiente, tiernito,
es pollo de McDonald's, un mordisco y... Es el nuevo Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Ordena por anticipado en el app de McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's participantes.
streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Coming up next after the break, we have Chase Carroll, host of the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll podcast. It covers all things Washington Wizards. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel, available at your local home and garden center today.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
The 60-volt FlexForce power system from Toro. You've got the most powerful battery in its class. You've got a full line of interchangeable battery-powered tools, including the number one mowers and snow blowers in America. Plus trimmers, leaf blowers, hedgers, chainsaws, and more. All of them unbeatable. You got the ability to finish everything without sacrificing anything. You got 60 volts of power without compromise. Visit Toro.com/FlexForce.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
The 60-volt FlexForce power system from Toro. You've got the most powerful battery in its class. You've got a full line of interchangeable battery-powered tools, including the number one mowers and snow blowers in America. Plus trimmers, leaf blowers, hedgers, chainsaws, and more. All of them unbeatable. You got the ability to finish everything without sacrificing anything. You got 60 volts of power without compromise. Visit Toro.com/FlexForce.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
8 seconds to go.
Spring lawns are growing. So are the possibilities for taking care of them. Like Ego Outdoor Power Equipment, now available at Lowe's. Ego is the number one rated battery platform in outdoor power, delivering all the power of gas without the noise and fumes. Like the 21-inch Select Cut mower with dual blade cutting system for optimal mulching, bagging, and runtime performance. And it provides an hour of cutting time, too. Shop Ego at Lowe's or Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection and offer availability varies by location, U.S. only.
Westbrook, the hesitation. Oh! The monster jam by Russell Westbrook and the foul! Oh my gosh!
Man, dip him in holy water.
Damian Lillard sent you home. Donovan Mitchell sent you home. James Harden sent you home. All along the way, and Kevin Durant left. In your career, you have had Kevin Durant, James Harden, Serge Ibaka, Reggie Jackson, Victor Oladipo, Paul George, James Harden again, and now Bradley Beal. And we want to celebrate triple-doubles 40-plus games into our regular season when it comes to you? No. You're great. You're so great, we want to see more when it matters. And me saying that is not an indictment against your character. And it doesn't require a soliloquy about generational wealth and a lesson about how all of these folks, these commentators, go on the TV screens and they critique these players and they alter their lives. Let me give Russell Westbrook and all the players and all the athletes out there an education. When you talk about champions, I'm from the streets too. And I couldn't shine your shoes as a player. But I've been successful. As a writer, as a radio host, as a television personality, soon to be author, I'm owning my production company. I'm doing just fine. But if I sat up there and I said, you know what, Dave Roberts, and Molly, you can confirm this. Freddie, you can confirm this. Dave Roberts is our boss, senior VP, extraordinaire, ESPN. Normie Williamson, executive VP, ESPN. Jimmy Pitaro, president, ESPN. Imagine if I came on television. Especially after I got my contract, Molly, as you pointed out. Our ratings don't matter. Revenue doesn't matter. It's not important.
You got to recognize how he's pushed his family forward, how he's pushed his community forward. Like, he is a champion in life, and I think, you know, anyone who's played against Russ has a ton of respect for him.
His fourth straight double-double tonight, 18th of the season. I know he's one of your favorite players.
Yeah, one of my favorite players. What D-Wade said was correct. What the great Kyle Korver said is correct. He said, unfortunately, in this business, all the greats have to go through this. Everybody had to go through this. Dr. J had to go through this. Michael Jordan, Isaiah, Magic, myself, D-Wade. And, you know, D-Wade brings a great point. You don't have to have a championship to be touted as a great player. But, you know, in this thing of ours, to get that ultimate respect, it would be nice to have that. But everything he says is correct. Yes.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And you heard a lot of it. That's courtesy of ESPN and Turner Sports TNT, Stephen A. Smith, having his strong critique of Russell Wilson not having an NBA championship, and Shaquille O'Neal giving his thoughts as well. And a gentleman that we have on the program is someone that covers the Washington Wizards very well. He is the host of a podcast titled Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll. Let's welcome him to the program, Chase Carroll. Hey, Chase, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. And again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So Russell Westbrook, he's been in the news as of late. We know, Chase, he's one of the most dynamic players in all of the NBA. But lately he's been involved in some social media beef with ESPN Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith has critiqued him about him not winning an NBA championship as of yet. Yes, statistically, he's been one of the best, averaging triple-doubles like nobody's business, but he has yet to win that NBA championship. Him and Stephen A. Smith had back and forth in regards to generational wealth and things of that nature. Shaquille O'Neal gave his criticism on Russell Westbrook as well, and he said, unfortunately, this happens in the business of professional sports. Give me your thoughts on Russell Westbrook and him not attaining that NBA championship yet, and what does that mean for him going forward?
Well, I think there's a little bit of truth to both sides here, where Stephen A. Smith, he's been critical of Russell Westbrook for, it's not really entirely Russell Westbrook's fault for this, but the media covers Russell Westbrook very critically, and they credit him a lot when he gets triple-doubles, which he gets a lot of them, but sometimes, as we saw last night, for an example, he had a triple-double, but the Wizards lost by 29 points to the worst team in the league. So I don't want to hear about his triple-doubles when they're losing games like that. If it's contributing to wins like it did against Indiana a couple nights ago, he had probably his best game of the season in that game, in a win over Indiana with Bradley Beal out of the game. So, if it contributes to wins, I would love to hear about it, but at the same time, I don't really care about his, his records that he's putting up. He did set the Wizards all-time record for triple doubles already, but at the same time, if that's not contributing to wins, they're 17-30 on the year. It's somewhat fair criticism, I would say. Not slandering him personally for he's a great person in the community. He is. Obviously he's an incredible basketball player. There's nothing being taken away from him. But at the same time, as someone who covers the Wizards, as someone who grew up a Wizards fan, I would love to see them competing for championships. And when you trade for a Russell Westbrook to pair with Bradley Beal, you expect at least progress towards a playoff push. And that has not come this year. And that's not entirely on Russell Westbrook or Bradley Beal. You know, there's not really the pieces around them to build a contender here. And a lot of that is who GM Tommy Shepard brought in this offseason. He had a really poor offseason free agency. And Scott Brooks has been, in my opinion, probably put on one of the worst coaching performances this season. He has more talent, I think, than the Wizards have shown this year. So it's obviously, Russell Westbrook hasn't gotten to the big game, and some of that is on him when it comes to the playoff time, but a lot of it also is not on him. I wouldn't shoulder the blame on him entirely about this Wizards situation here, but at the same time, I would like to see him start being more efficient, maybe not as ball dominant here, because it's clear that ball dominance between just he and Bradley Beal isn't going to work for this team. They gotta find a way to spread the wealth a little bit.
Rightfully so. We're going to get more into the Wizards, and we're going to talk Bradley Beal in a little bit, but I want to get back to not yet winning an NBA championship. Gary Payton, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Sean Kemp, Charles Barkley, Elgin Baylor are just some of those great players that never won an NBA championship. Russell Westbrook is still very much in his prime. When it's all said and done, do you think Russell will win an NBA championship, or do you think, as you mentioned earlier, the ball hogging and just him being too worried about statistics will get in the way of him capturing that title?
See, that's a great question. I think if he's here in D.C. to stay, which it seems like the Wizards owner tweeted his support of Russell Westbrook yesterday afternoon. So it looks and it appears he's under contract for 3 years. So it looks like he's going to be here to stay, if that's any indication. So, I mean, if it's going to be a Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook-centered team, which, you know, the money looks like that's how it's going to be. There's not really much money left to go around next offseason to bring in another guy. I don't see how he's going to win a championship here in D.C. in the next few years. Maybe he's able to latch on at the end of his career somewhere and accept a role player position, but I don't know if he's definitely not comfortable with that yet. He still likes to have the ball in his hands for good reason. He's still a good player. I'm not taking away the ability he has, but at the same time, it hasn't shown to contribute to winning basketball when it matters. And he's not even, it looks like, even get the chance to make it to games that matter this year. They're well out of the playoff positioning in the Eastern Conference that really the last few spots are up for grabs, and the Wizards aren't even really there. So it doesn't look like it's going to work here in D.C. for championship purposes, but who knows? Maybe they can pull a rabbit out of their hat and bring in some guys that can really help them towards that next offseason. I just don't see it.
Yeah, it's very tough when you have such a talented player. He's one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. You hope it works out, but sometimes in professional sports and just like in life, it doesn't always work out that way. But let's stay with the Wizards for a moment, and we talked about Russell Westbrook. Let's talk about Bradley Beal, who's currently the league's leading scorer in the NBA. Bradley has had there were issues about him during the trade deadline. Bradley, you know, was a little snuck with a lot of the reporters, and because of possible trade rumors, they were talking about possibly dealing him and getting him out of D.C. But Bradley Beal is still a Washington Wizard. What's the current situation with him, and what are they going to do with Bradley going forward?
Well, all plans indicate that they're moving forward with Bradley Beal, and I think Bradley Beal, in my opinion, is looking to get that supermax contract that he can only really get here in D.C. All the reports recently have been that, you know, he tried to buy the New York Mets alongside Alex Rodriguez. So he's really trying to, I think, build his financial profile for the long run post NBA career, which, you know, he could definitely make money elsewhere in a bigger market, I'm sure. But I think he really wants to make that Supermax money on that Supermax contract. And then after that, we'll see if he still wants to be around. But I think the plan is definitely to have him around until he can get that Supermax contract. The Wizards want to build around him, and he has been clear that he wants to be the centerpiece of a franchise. You look around at some of these teams that would be, you know, willing to take him on. He, like the Golden State Warriors, for example, he wouldn't be the top guy. Like Steph Curry is there. Even Klay Thompson coming back from injury, he's still a guy who's been in that organization for a long time. He's been a star, Draymond Green. So he's not, he wouldn't really be the guy in a place like Golden State or a place like the Clippers, who teams that would really love to bring him on. The front office here in Washington has given him, the say on most matters, including free agency. So a lot of that poor free agency, as much as we want to say poor Bradley Beal, he was consulted on it this past offseason by Tommy Shepard, and Bradley Beal seemingly okayed these moves. So he okayed the Russell Westbrook trade for John Wall. He okayed the free agent class of Raul Neto and some of those guys that came over this offseason. So as much as we want to say free Bradley Beal, he's not happy here. He is happy here for whatever reason, that they're not winning. But obviously that hasn't remained the biggest priority to him moving forward, it seems.
You mentioned John Wall. John Wall was so vital to the D.C. community and especially to the Washington Wizards. Him and Bradley Beal had a connection for quite a long time. What went wrong with the John Wall situation?
So I don't think anything necessarily went wrong there. I think once it was realized Bradley Beal is the guy here in D.C., it was no longer going to be John Wall's show. And I know John Wall loved being the franchise guy, so I think that's always a tough pill to swallow when you're told this guy that's been your sidekick really for the past six, seven, eight seasons, this guy is now going to be our guy, and you're kind of secondary to us now. And once I think that was implied, I think it was really time to make that move, unfortunately, which I know I love John Wall, and I know the D.C. community loves John Wall. Wizards fans love John Wall. But at the end of the day, I think something did have to change in the organization. Whether I would have made it a Russell Westbrook trade, I don't know. Cause, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but obviously right now it hasn't worked out for the team, at least. You know, Russell Westbrook's getting his numbers now, and Bradley Beal's obviously getting his numbers. And he got himself an all-star start for the first time in his career. Some of that is the fan power that Russell Westbrook brings alongside of him, to be honest with you. He does have a huge fan base, and the Wizards, it seems, are more so concerned with adding fans than they are winning. Because when you look at their recent draft strategy, Rui Hachimura has been an incredible player who has shown a lot in his first 2 years. But I think that pick originally was they really love the Japanese influence, being, you know, a lot of fans being brought over to the Wizards. And then in this year, they bring in Denny Avdia, who an Israeli fan base coming over. They've really got a big international reach here with Davis Bertans from Latvia and Raul Neto from Brazil. They're really going international. They're really trying to bring fans over. Bradley Beal, I don't think there was anything crazy going on there between he and John Wall. I think it was just kind of a need for a change of scenery to get this organization jump-started. And obviously, I don't think it's worked out too well so far.
Yeah, it hasn't worked out too well so far. And I'm currently in the Eastern Conference. Washington is at the bottom. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. And you mentioned, again, with the talent, with Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, and, of course, Rui Hachimura. Of course, Robin Lopez is on the team, as well as Raul Neto. You mentioned the coach, Scotty Brooks. Now, Scott Brooks and Russell Westbrook, they know each other from their days in Oklahoma City. Why hasn't this success transferred over, not just this year with the Wizards, but also just with Scott's career in Washington? Why hasn't the success transferred thus far?
See, that's a great question. I think a lot of people think that Scott Brooks was originally brought in an attempt to lure Kevin Durant over. And obviously, Kevin Durant didn't even give the Wizards a time of day when he was choosing his team. So I don't know if that's an indication on what he thought of Scott Brooks or what. But Scott Brooks has really not panned out here in these last few seasons. And there's always been talk over the last couple years of whether Scott Brooks was going to be gone or whether he was going to, you know, play out his contract. And here he is. He's making it through his contract. Fred Katz of The Athletic reported that they will not be bringing him back next season. So I don't really know what the deal is, why they're even keeping him around at this point. 17-30 record. You have a lot more talent than that says. And I know the Wizards early in the year had a COVID strike hit their team, and they've been really hurt with injuries. But so is every team. Every team has had to deal with this. So there's just been excuses and excuses coming from the front office on why Scott Brooks should still be in, you know, on the bench there. And I don't think he's really shown any reason to keep him around. When you look at this team, you see Rui Hachimura, Denny Avdija are really not able to perform the way you'd like to see young guys playing in a 17-30 year. You'd like to see them getting the ball more usage rate, but they're not really getting that because Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook are really dominating the usage rate on this team. And that is an indication of Scott Brooks' coaching. He's allowing it to happen. He's a lame duck coach who doesn't really care beyond the season. So why is he going to play the young guys over who he knows? Like you said, Russell Westbrook, he's had a huge history with Russell Westbrook dating back to his OKC days. He's kind of letting him play the same way that he played in OKC, but he doesn't have a Kevin Durant or a James Harden next to him to really, you know, make this team something like it once was back then. This team, it has a lot of needs. I'll give it to Scott Brooks. It's not necessarily all of his fault, but you know, he hasn't made correct coaching decisions either. So it falls on the front office, but it really does fall a lot on Scott Brooks. And I know a lot of Wizards fans would be in agreement with me there.
Yeah, rightfully so. And, you know, just the Wizards, I mean, let's be real, Chase. I mean, the Wizards are in the Eastern Conference and has a lot of competition. There's Brooklyn, there's Philly, and then there's Milwaukee. And then Charlotte is on the come up. Miami played in the finals last year. And then the Knicks are on the come up as well. Wow, the New York Knicks. Wow, it's been a long time since they've been over 500. And what do the Wizards need to do to take that next step? Do they need? I know you mentioned about they've continued to go younger and go with the international talent, but what else do they need to do in order to catch up with those teams to be prominent again in the East?
Well, you know, looking into this offseason, it looks like they're going to have a really good draft pick. It looks like they have a lot of good young pieces that they could use in a trade. But at the same time, it seems like this front office is pretty set in keeping these young guys and just hoping that they develop into becoming stars alongside Bradley Beal and alongside Russell Westbrook. Because at the trade deadline, you know, they have a lot of good pieces they could have dealt to get a third guy if they really wanted to help Bradley Beal out now. But that's not what they decided to do. They decided to trade for Daniel Gafford, a 22-year-old young center from Chicago who, in his first couple games with the Wizards, he just got injured, but in his first couple games as a Wizard, he was really impressive. I think they're going to continue to build the young guys around Bradley Beal until he gets that Supermax contract and just hope they develop into real contributors. And what they really need is a defensive presence along the perimeter. They don't have anything of that sort. But like I said, the Wizards are going to have probably a high draft pick, whether they want to use that to trade for another star. I don't know if Carl Anthony Towns or someone like that becomes available in the offseason, someone who's becomes unhappy with their current situation. The Wizards, they want to win now. They've made that clear, but at the same time, they keep hindering the development of their draft picks. So I don't really know what the direction is, to be honest with you, because I don't even think the Wizards know.
Yeah, Kate Cunningham, the great star out of Oklahoma State, has made his declaration for the NBA draft. What are the chances of the Wizards possibly drafting Kate Cunningham?
You know, if they get that first pick, I don't see how you can pass up on Cade Cunningham. Even if he is a point guard, even if you have Russell Westbrook, I don't think that should stop you from taking Cade Cunningham. And it's looking like they're going to get a top five pick here. It's looking like the odds are going to be in their favor, especially with Bradley Beal injured here down the stretch. He probably could have played last game. They kept him out. I don't know what the plan is with Bradley Beal moving forward, but they keep saying they want to push for a playoff spot this season. They're continuously trying to do that. So for what reason, you know, I don't know. I would love to see them not necessarily tank, but let the young guys get experience, let the veterans take a little bit of a backseat here. And if they lose, they lose. But if they win, they're winning with the young guys instead. That's what I'd love to see. But if you know, they fall down into the draft, into Cade Cunningham range, they have to strike on him. I'd rather see them take him number one overall than trade for an established star, in my opinion.
All right, excellent. But again, thank you so much, Chase, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So again, tell everybody what you do as the host of the Wizards Walk.
So I've joined on with the Basketball Podcast Network with a sponsorship with DraftKings. I cover the Washington Wizards. We cover post-game recaps. I'll start doing some pre-game stuff. I have interviews where I talk about really the entire state of the Washington Wizards right now. I just dropped that last night. So if you want to follow my podcast, it's the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll. You could really find that on any podcast platform. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's @ChaseCarroll_.
Awesome to hear. So again, Chase, tell everybody one more time where they can find the Wizards Walkthrough podcast and where they can find you on social media. And if you have any websites, let them know that as well.
Yeah, so I'm currently a free agent in writing. I'm looking for my next writing opportunity, but my podcast is The Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll. You can find that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, really anywhere you normally listen to podcasts. It's probably there. And like I said, my Twitter, where I will be linking all my podcasts, all my Wizards takes are on Twitter, @ChaseCarroll_.
You heard it from him. He is Chase Carroll. He is the host of the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll podcast. This is giving you an insight of what's currently going on with the NBA's Washington Wizards. Chase, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. I'm ready whenever you guys are. I appreciate it, Ed.
All right. Thank you, Chase. Thank you. We'll be back with more right after this.
40 seconds to go. Westbrook, the hesitation. Oh! The monster jam by Russell Westbrook and the foul. Oh, my gosh.
Me. Dip him in holy water.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2 and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar face, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com. Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Are you still...
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local home and garden center today.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
only on Peacock.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local home and garden center today. Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local home and garden center today.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local home and garden center today. Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local home and garden center today.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local home and garden center today.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local home and garden center today. Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today. Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. A big special thank you to Olivia Moody from Book It Sports and Chase Carroll from the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll podcast. Those are some exciting guests giving us some great insights on what's going on and the topics we discussed. All right, before we get on out of here, let's get you caught up on the most important games to watch out for this week in the association. Let's start off with a good one between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Portland Trail Blazers. That should be a fun one right there. Of course, Dame Dollar, Damian Lillard doing what he does best with the Trailblazers. Also a big game to watch out for this week, the Battle of Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers are currently ahead of the Lakers in the Western Conference standings right now. Very interesting. Pay attention to that one. Also, we've got a good one coming up this week between the Battle of New York, the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are just on fire right now, and the Knicks still trying to hang on to get a playoff spot in the East. Also, the Utah Jazz going up against the Dallas Mavericks. You got Utah coming off of an interesting an event that happened earlier in the week when their team plane had, I believe it had hit a bird, and they were forced to ground, and so they had a scare earlier in the week with that. But Donovan Mitchell was the most visibly shaken by that incident. Of course, Donovan has a fear of flying, and so he's rejoined the team, and Utah has gotten back on their winning ways. So the Jazz going up against the Dallas Mavericks with Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis, Tim Hardaway Jr., and so on and so forth. That's going to be an exciting game to look out for this week. Also, look forward to the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Toronto Raptors. Also, the Philadelphia 76ers squaring off against the Boston Celtics. Also, don't forget about the Portland Trail Blazers against the Los Angeles Clippers, and you've got the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Golden State Warriors. That should be a fun one. Also, a fun one going to be between the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics. Wow. Knicks and the Celtics, man, the great wars that they had in the 80s and the 90s and even and somewhat in the 2000s, and they're trying to, they've been rekindling that rivalry this year because both teams are currently over 500. Also, big game to watch out for between the San Antonio Spurs and the Denver Nuggets, and the Utah Jazz are going up against the Phoenix Suns. Man, how about the Phoenix Suns? Chris Paul, man, the ageless one. I've been loving what Phoenix has done this year. Of course, Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, the great – great team in Phoenix. Also, great game to look out for this week. A rematch of the NBA Finals with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat. Also, the Phoenix Suns going up against the Los Angeles Clippers and the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Utah Jazz. And also this week, don't forget to check out the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. The Sixers trying to get that number one spot in the Eastern Conference. The Pelicans are vying for the playoff spot, or trying to get in that play-in tournament for the final playoff spots in the Western Conference. Also, a good game to check out for this week is the San Antonio Spurs going up against the Denver Nuggets. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. A big special thank you to Olivia Moody, the Director of Media and In-App Host for Book It Sports and host of Faster Spread and Prop Talk. And also a big special thank you to Chase Carroll, host of the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much once again for joining me on this week's edition of At the Rim. Talk to you again next week. So long, everyone.